I'm Chelsea and this is Charlotte.
Hi.
And we're interviewing Natasha, who led our tour around London. So, hi Natasha.
Hello.
Where's the best place you've ever been with the school?
With the school? When I used to work in Canada, I got to take a school all the way from Canada to Africa, to a country called Tanzania. And I went with year sixes and year fives and some year sevens, and we did a big trip there, and we got to do community service and help people who were living in poverty, really, to help them build a new school. So it was amazing.
Where is like the biggest school that you've ever taken, and like the biggest trip?
That's a good question. Well, I do lots of trips to London, obviously, and we took two classes last year on the same day at the same time, and there were 60 children in two different groups, and we took them to London all day. So that was a really big trip. And we do overnight trips to London as well, where last year, the year six class from your school went and did night in the museum where you sleep under the dinosaur bones, which is really cool. And we also do one called Trip on a Ship, where we sleep on an old World War II ship, which is amazing as well. So we've got lots of really big, exciting trips that we do,
What's your favourite place in London?
Oh, that's a good question too. I like the Natural History Museum. I think it's pretty amazing in there, especially the dinosaur gallery.
Yeah.
So you can see all the dinosaurs. I think number 10 Downing Street is amazing. You guys have been there today. That's an incredible experience, like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing to do. Those would be my two favourite spots, probably.
What was your best part about today?
I think the fact that everybody was so well behaved, and for me, it's lovely to see how much you guys actually enjoy going and seeing you having fun and seeing you smiling and seeing you getting to do all the amazing things, and that makes my job absolutely brilliant. I have one of the best jobs in the world, really.
Yeah. How often do you take a trip out? Like,
well, I probably do about 30 London trips a year myself. As an organisation, we take about 50 or 60 schools down to London every year. Some of them are overnight trips, some of them are day trips. Because some schools have three classes at each year level, so some schools will send three or six classes. So we'll go three times with that school. Probably this year I'll probably end up going down to London about 20 to 30 times, I would have thought. I've already been down 9 times since September.
Nine including this one.
Yeah, 9 including this one. So, yeah, we go a lot.
Where's the place that you want to go with the school, like, most, if you could go anywhere?
My dream is to take children to Ecuador, to the rainforest, to see all the monkeys and all the animals in the rainforest and all the insects and frogs and just to experience life in the rainforest, because I've taken teachers to the rainforest before, but I've never got a chance to take kids, and I just think it would be amazing to take kids to the rainforest.
Okay, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye.